According to Stats SA, the main contributors to this very modest increase in the inflation rate from 3% to 3.1% were, first of all, housing and utilities, which rose by 5.1%. And I think our listeners must just keep in mind that especially the cost of electricity and water supply increased by more than 7% in the month March compared to March last year. Then food prices also rose by 3.4%, and there the main culprit was meat prices, which rose by 11.6% year on year, therefore March compared to March last year. And if we look at these two items, then one must keep in mind that if we look at meat prices, given the mouth and foot disease that our farmers have to cope with at the moment, then we assume that, you know, meat prices will stay high and can even rise further. If we look at electricity and water, just keep in mind that in April, the people buying directly from Eskom, they had to pay higher tariffs for electricity, and the ordinary consumers like me, we have to pay more for electricity from July onwards. So there are still some increases coming in the months to in future. So, and then of course, if we look at education, we've also seen that there were increases of 5.4%, and in primary and secondary education, 6.2%. And I suppose that all our listeners who have children at school, they experienced these higher tariffs, school fees that they had to pay at the beginning of the year, but it's only measured in March. So, if we then look at some of the factors which kept inflation from rising faster in March, then first of all, fruit and nuts, they declined quite healthily, and therefore I think it will be healthy to still buy some fruit and nuts, and even vegetables declined slightly during the month of March. So if we look at that, then we say, yeah, there were some factors which limited the rise in the inflation rate, and perhaps one of the most important factors, which is going to change from April onwards, is the price of fuel, which, if we look at the transport costs, which declined by 1.6%, then the cost of fuel declined by 8.7% March this year compared to last year. So that had quite a major impact. And I think it has a major impact on many of our listeners because we all have to travel, we all have to move around. But then we know that although the price of oil rose and gas rose during March, we only experienced that in April when the fuel prices were adjusted. And that is going to have a major impact on the inflation rate if we look at what's going to happen in the months to come. So if we look at this, then actually the rise in the inflation rate of 3.1% in March was still very good news. It's very close to the target level of the Reserve Bank. But then we have to accept that in the months to come, given the weakness of the rand, the rise in the oil prices, the rise in gas prices, we're going to see much faster increases in the inflation rate in the months to come. And if we look at that, then hopefully there comes some sort of agreement between America and Iran in the weeks, and hopefully it's not only in months to come, but in the near future, in a few weeks' time, so that we can see an easing up of the oil price and of gas prices, energy in general. And just keep in mind that we in South Africa have to pay the higher tariffs for electricity, and we will continue paying higher tariffs for water as well. So if we look at this, hopefully we see a decline in the international oil price, some slight improvement of the rand from current levels, and then that there is some easing up of the inflation rate towards the end of the year. But in the months of April, May, June, I assume that we could see inflation rates rising by 4.5%, even 5%. And it's very uncertain at this point in time. But I think our listeners have to keep in mind that this could be a situation where we see an acceleration in the inflation rate in the months to come. What does that mean in terms of the interest rate? Whereas we anticipated a decline in local interest rates, as you know, fixed by the Reserve Bank, we have to put that in the long term. And I suppose that we could hopefully see a decline in interest rates towards the end of the year, if things settle down and there is calm in the international environment, and we could see some easing up of the inflation impact that we have because of the disturbances in the Middle East. So for the time being, unfortunately, we see higher inflation, fixed interest rates or interest rates staying at these high levels. But hopefully towards the end of the year, a decline in these interest rates. At the same time, of course, we know that there are some of our listeners who are dependent on the income that they derive from interest that they get on money that is put away, saved in the money market. So for them, it's good news. But for those of us who have a housing loan, a car loan, an overdrawn facility at the bank, it's not that good news if the interest rates remain stable for quite some time during the course of this year. So, and unfortunately, if we look at the growth in the economy, given these sort of problems, given the high expected high inflation rate, given that interest rates won't come down soon, we must assume that the growth, which the Department of Finance indicated during the budget at the end of February, on the 25th of February, when the budget was delivered at 1.6%, that's also going to be weaker. It's going therefore also to have a negative impact on unemployment in South Africa in the months to come. But yeah, we have to keep our budgets under close scrutiny in every household.